أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم واللاتي يأتين الفاحشة من نسائكم فاستشهدوا عليهن أربعة منكم فإن شهدوا فأمسكوهن في البيوت حتى يتوفاهن الموت أو يجعل الله لهن سبيلا واللذان يأتيانها منكم فآذوهما فإن تابا وأصلحا فأعرضوا عنهما إن الله كان توابا رحيما صدق الله العظيم. We discuss verses 15 and 16 of Surah An-Nisa. From the beginning of the Surah, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about the ills of paganism insofar as the care of orphans, insofar as the distribution of inheritance was concerned, continuing with other aspects of paganism and the customs and practices and ill practices of paganism. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala here speaks about one aspect of promiscuity, immodesty, zina, adultery, fornication. And going on, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala would speak about the marriage, that sometimes in the marriage they were illicit, and hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala corrects all of these incorrect activities of theirs. Allah says, وَاللَّاتِ يَأْتِينَ الْفَاحِشَةَ مِن نِسَائِكُمْ, and those of your women who commit al-fahisha, who commit indecency, who commit zina, adultery, fornication, فَاسْتَشْهِدُوا عَلَيْهِنَّ أَرْبَعَةً مِنْكُمْ, appoint upon them four witnesses from amongst you, in other words, amongst your male. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the aspect of zina. At the outset, this verse had been abrogated by the verses that Allah ta'ala revealed to our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Surah An-Nur. But whether it was the abrogated form or whether it was the abrogator, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had always made it the system that whenever there is an allegation of zina, there is an allegation of fornication, adultery, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, early Islam or late Islam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had made it the rule that there should be four male witnesses to witness and then to give evidence in the Islamic court. If that is not found, one single person makes the allegation, levels the allegation against a male or a female of having committed zina, then that person will be brought to justice and that person will be lashed 80 lashes. So here we find that although in an abrogated form, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had still kept the appointment of four witnesses that need to stand and give evidence. And hence here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that on the one hand, the illicit act of zina, and on the other hand, the act of accusing others of committing zina, both doors Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala closes. Allah ta'ala says, فَإِن شَهِدُوا, then if these witnesses bear witness against whoever they had brought to court, فَأَمْسِكُوهُنَّ فِي الْبُيُوتِ, originally the rule was that arrest them in their homes, keep them under house arrest, keep them in prison in their homes, حَتَّى يَتَوَفَّاهُنَّ الْمَوْتِ, until death overtakes them, in other words, forever and ever, till the end of their lives, they will remain in their homes. O يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may appoint, O Allah ta'ala makes a way for them. And then we find that one day Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after the effects of wahi that was revealed upon him could be seen, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خُذُوا عَنِّي خُذُوا عَنِّي قَدْ جَعَلَ اللَّهُ لَهُنَّ سَبِيلًا, that take from me, certainly Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has opened a way for them, Allah ta'ala has found a way for them. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the instructions as per the verses of Surah An-Nur, that if a person is married, male or female, committed zina. Four witnesses were stood in court. They had given their evidences. Then for such males and females that are married, they will be stoned to death. If they are unmarried, four witnesses gave the evidence, then they will be lashed 100 lashes. And in this way, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala had this verse abrogated, and then those verses of Surah An-Nur became the abrogator. وَالَّذَانِ يَأْتِيَانِهَا مِنْكُمْ فَآذُوهُمَا. Allah ta'ala says, and when two of your men commit the zina, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the general sense said that they will punish them. They committed the indecency. Initially, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had not meted out any particular form of punishment. It will be left to the Islamic court, the judge, to decide. The evidences were there. Whatever then the cause the judge would take, of course, this was the time of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had left it to the judgment of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. However, this also was abrogated by the verses of Surah An-Nur. فَإِن تَابَ وَأَصْلَحَا. Allah ta'ala says, if both of them made tawbah and both of them made amends, in other words, they rectified themselves after their repentance, they changed their ways, then فَأَعْرِضُوا عَنْهُمَا, then turn away from them, then leave them and do not mete out any more punishment to them. But again, this is all abrogated in Shariat, in the law now, in Surah An-Nur. A person had committed zina, four witnesses had given evidence, the person will make tawbah, the person should make tawbah, all of that. But when it has been found in the court of Islamic law on this earth, then obviously the penal law of punishment, the stoning to death, the lashing, all of that will continue. Yes, the tawbah between that individual is and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that it will be between him and Allah ta'ala. If Allah ta'ala accepts, that will be within Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's control. But the law of this world will also continue, the stoning or the lashing. إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. And certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is tawwab. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala ever accepts the tawbah and the repentance of his servant. Rahima, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is most compassionate. And hence in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows us many aspects. One is the indecency of zina, how it is viewed in the courts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala also shows how the shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had taken its form and shape. That first Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had brought about one form of punishment, and then Allah ta'ala revealed the punishment forever and ever till the day of Qiyamah. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.